News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, we want to turn our attention to a different story altogether, and it's calls from Sinn Féin to increase the minimum wage to €10.50 an hour to tackle income inequality. Piers Doherty is, of course, Sinn Féin TD and party spokesperson on finance and public expenditure reform. Piers, you're very welcome to the programme. This call for the minimum wage increase, I understand, comes on the back of figures that you got from Revenue detailing issues around income inequality. You might explain exactly what you got from them.
Yeah, well, thanks, Kieran. Well, first of all, the call for the minimum wage increase stands on its own because obviously there is so many people working on the minimum wage, 150,000 people in the sector that are working there. And it's predominantly a gender pay issue as well, with three quarters of those in the minimum wage are female, and nearly half of them are under the age of 29. So it's an issue where this sector, this section of society, a large proportion of them are classed as deprived, according to the ESRI report last year. But what we've seen from the revenue commissioners, for the first time after probably 2.5 years of engagement with the revenue commissioners, the revenue has produced individual incomes that have been earned by individuals in society. But before this, they used to provide the figures based on a taxpayer unit, which would be maybe a husband and a wife or two partners would have been classed as one unit, and you wouldn't know whether it was two individuals earning €60,000 each or whether it was one individual earning €120,000. So what they've done is they've, for the first time, given individual incomes, and what it shows very clearly is there's a high level of concentration of wealth at the very top of Irish society, and the opposite story is there at the bottom. And probably at the more extreme end, what we see is that the top 1% of income earners, which is about 25,000 people out of 2.9 million, have in total 11% of all income in the state. It tells us that there's over 10,000 people who have incomes on average of above €500,000 per year. And that has to be factored against what is happening on the other end, as I said, where there's 150,000 people who are on the national minimum wage. And that's predominantly an issue which we've tolerated, which society has allowed. I'm not very much focused on females.
I'm not suggesting it's not a problem at all, but is it a problem that is getting better? Because I know the CSO every year produced their survey on income and living conditions. Now, there'll be one due out in a couple of months, so this maybe is a little bit old. But the survey from last year, when it looked at the issue of income equality and inequality, the Gini coefficient, anyway, that's the mechanism that's used to measure this, statistical measurement, they'd say that income inequality is actually, that gap is narrowing in Ireland. It has been narrowing over the last few years.
Yeah, well, one of the big issues in how we deal with income inequality is obviously transfers in terms of from tax to social welfare. What will be interesting with this data set now from the revenue is we'll be able to look at this over a period of time and see whether the portion of those, for example, earning above 275,000 is increasing, whether there is a larger concentration at the lower end, and for the first time, and it's quite astonishing in my view, that we've never ever known what individuals earn in the state. So that this will allow us to track incomes. But what we clearly has, and as I said, the call for an increase in the national minimum wage is an issue that stands on its own, because what we're arguing in Sinn Féin is very clear, and we hear it every day in our constituency office. You'll hear it in calls coming into your own radio station. There's simply people that are struggling to get by, despite an economic recovery taking place in many parts of the country. There's some places it hasn't touched yet, but there are people that doesn't see any difference in their lives. And indeed, what they're seeing is more pressure as they see the cost of childcare increasing, as they see the cost of rent increasing. And we have a situation where we have 100,000 people now in full-time work, but yet are living in poverty.
Arguably, those people suffer because of Ireland's welfare system. And what I mean by that is this internal Department of Finance study that was made its way into the papers last week that suggested that welfare in Ireland is spread out far too thinly. It's paid to far too many people, that there's, you know, that there are plenty of people in society who don't need it, who are getting it. And yet then some of the people that you mentioned are suffering as a result, that it's not targeted. It should be targeted more at those people. Would you buy into that argument that study showed, look, we need to have some reform of welfare here, that there's far too many universal payments, and that if you want to help those people who are really struggling and are below that poverty line or just on the line at risk of poverty, that you target welfare more at them than at everyone else?
Well, I do agree that welfare needs to be targeted. And when we look at budget time, you know, like the idea of kind of 5 year across the board is not the best way. There are areas if you look at the data, what you'll see is that there are sections of society that are more at risk of poverty or are in more inconsistent poverty, and therefore they need to have targeted supports and interventions. But probably I come to this from a different point of view. The question I put to myself is that over 50% of people on the national minimum wage are working full-time. Is it right and proper in 2018 that people working in a full-time job should be living in poverty, should be classed as deprived according to the ESRI, which means that you can't afford 2 out of 11 basic things such as food, clothing or heating? And that the answer to that is no. So therefore, what we need to do is we need to bring people up to what is called a living wage, where people can actually live after working a full week, which is a level currently of 11.90, and then the way to do that is that we need to increase the national minimum wage by 90 cents this year in this upcoming budget. That
okay.
will give people real impact in terms of their pockets, and we'll see.
It's 9.60 at the moment, so that would bring it up to 10.50. Is that it?
It would bring it up to 10.50. Yes.
I don't need to ring, you know, the Small Firms Association or anyone to find out what they'd say to this. What they'd say is that some of those issues you mentioned, the affordability of food and clothing and heating, that all of those things would go up if you were to increase the minimum wage.
Well, I disagree.
You know, it's more expensive to do business because your wage bill is higher, and that cost is going to be passed on to the consumer.
Well, first of all, let's accept this here, that there is many small businesses out there, and indeed large businesses, who go way beyond the national minimum wage, who are already implementing a living wage policy, and that's to be welcomed. What we actually see across the water in terms of Britain, where the Living Wage Foundation looks at the number of accredited employees, over 4,900 who are involved in that foundation, and their survey has said that three quarters of them, that it had increased motivation and retention rates for employees, over half of them said it improved relations between managers and staff. And remember, an increase for those in the lowest incomes in society is good for business, because these are individuals who aren't putting away their money, aren't spending it away in the Bahamas. They're actually spending it in society. This money is circulating all the time. And there is an issue, and don't get me wrong here, that, you know, I'm very, very acutely aware of many of the pressures that small businesses are going through. I'm aware that certain entrepreneurs themselves, managers of small businesses, haven't drawn a full wage or indeed sometimes a wage for a long period of time, trying to keep their business afloat and trying to keep their employees staffed. And there is a particular section under the National Minimum Wage Act, the Section 41, which allows an employer to go to the Labour Court and actually say that they cannot afford this minimum wage. I believe that would take place. We've already seen an increase in the minimum wage. We haven't seen an avalanche of people going to the Labour Court. But for people who are genuinely in that situation, then that option is always available to them.
All right. On that note, Piers Doherty, Sinn Féin TD, Party Spokesperson of Finance, Public Expenditure and Reform. Piers, thanks a million for speaking to us.